Buy you a drink. High noon in the District of Columbia. Working on getting Santana Moss on the line. Tana, if you're listening, they're calling you from an 800 number. That's why you're getting an 800 number calling you. It's very interesting kind of watching this coaching carousel continue. The Bears have hired Ben Johnson, or we believe the Bears have hired Ben Johnson. I suppose it's not officially announced yet. I recorded a podcast. I recorded a podcast yesterday with Mitch Tischler, and at the very end, he's like, I'd like to take a moment to make a statement. I was like, make a statement, dude. He said
he's still taping, but he's going to hit us when he
does. Okay. He said, Ben Johnson sucks, and that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams in Chicago will not work.
Who said that, Mitch?
Yeah. I don't think we know enough.
We don't know.
No.
I don't know how much of a leader he is. I know he has a good offensive mind, but I don't know how much a leader he is. And we've had a lot of people in this league who can call plays, offense, defense, but they can't lead men. So we'll find out if he can do that.
And we don't.
That's what that guy questioned that.
Right.
Also from Detroit.
Right. We don't know that he can't either. Right. Like maybe he will. We'll find it all out. I suppose I am still.
Yeah, I really don't care because he's not going. He's going to Detroit to Chicago. I don't care.
I am not here for whatever attempted manufactured rivalry there is with the Bears. Like, that's not a thing. If Bears fans are mad that Washington got Jaden and they got Caleb, I think it's a little silly. I think there's just so much dumb stuff going on that, like, I just don't have time. Dude, it's entirely possible, if not likely at this point, that Washington was on the better end of this Ben Johnson didn't want to come here thing.
Yeah, could be.
Yo, I think it's a Garth Brooks song, so bear with me here. But he has a song called Unanswered Prayers, where it's like, sometimes in the moment, you really want one thing to happen, and then years later, you realize it was for the best.
It was for the best that it didn't happen.
Right. Yeah. This team is in the NFC title game. Yeah. Things are working out just fine.
Yep.
I don't care about Ben Johnson now.
I am with you.
I care about, you know what I looked up this morning?
What?
You know where Jaden Daniels is from, his hometown?
The Inland Empire.
Sure, that's like, that'd be like saying the Mid-Atlantic, right? Like the area's big.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'd be like saying the DMV. His hometown is San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
San Bernardino, I've been there.
Have you? I have not.
Good wine. Good hotel. The Fess Parker, right on the water.
I think you're talking about Santa Barbara.
No, that's right.
San Bernardino's not on the water.
Santa Barbara.
Inland.
They got good wine.
So Jaden Daniels from San Bernardino. There is something that started in San Bernardino that all of us and damn near every person on the planet has been to. You know what it is?
No.
I didn't know until today. But don't look it up, Landfill. You can guess, but don't look it up.
A food place?
You think I don't know this?
All right, Landfill.
That's insulting.
Sorry, that's fair.
McDonald's.
McDonald's. First ever McDonald's, San Bernardino, California. I didn't know that until
Mickey
this morning.
D's.
Pretty impressive.
When if Jay needs McDonald's?
Dude, I don't know what else is from San Bernardino. I apologize to all the San Bernardinoites, San Bernardinians. But if you got McDonald's and Jaden Daniels on your list of things from there,
you good.
That's pretty damn strong, dude.
Hell yeah.
all right. We were trying to figure out when to play this. I think right now is a great time because we're going to get Tana at some point.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is not a city that I speak glowingly of. I've come around on it. It's kind of a bit now. It is pretty stabby. Like, you do feel walking around, you could get stabbed at any moment. But ironically, the closer you are to City Hall, the more stabby it feels. And the walk from City Hall to Reading Terminal, which is a place I really love to go to, Reading Terminal, you like walk by the prison or something, and that's extra stabby. Like, that block, whatever's going on that block, Go the other way. Take the long way. White Brian, you know what the area I'm talking about? Between City Hall and Reading Terminal, where there's like a prison hospital or something. I don't know what it is, but it's
I don't think there's a hospital or nothing there. What is that, Brian?
I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, I vaguely know what you're talking about. There's a lot of buildings in Philly that just don't make much sense.
They don't look right. They don't look like something that you're cool with.
Well, it's like there's this huge downtown city that is a grid that kind of makes sense, and then there's this giant city hall in the middle of it that just messes up all the traffic. And B, you have always talked about, I have no idea how to say the word. Also, I just got a splinter. How the hell did I just get a splinter at this desk? Schuylkill? What is that road?
Schuylkill.
That traffic, where that expressway hits the highway,
it's hell.
Absolute nightmare.
It's basically letting you know what hell is going to be like.
We're getting Chris Russell's excuses why he's going to be late to the game ready in advance for.
Yeah.
But still, I am aware Philadelphia is a city of great education. They have the Big Five colleges, mm-hmm. obviously. Temple, Villanova, LaSalle.
UPenn,
Drexel. I feel like I'm leaving one out.
St. John's, eh?
No, I said LaSalle.
St. Joe's.
St. Joe's.
All right. So the Big Five is St. Joe's, LaSalle, Villanova, Penn, and Temple, right? And then Drexel's kind of like the sixth. Yo, of the Big Five, three of them are Catholic? That's a lot of Catholic schools in a fairly small area, right? St. Yeah. Joe's, LaSalle, and Villanova. Are Penn and Temple of any religion? Penn's Quakers, isn't it? I mean, they're the Quakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Temple's kind of just the state.
Temple tough, baby. Temple just exists.
Yeah.
But
I'm at the Temple.
I mean, UPenn's one of the best colleges in the world. The Wharton School of Business is arguably the best business school in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All of those schools have great reputations, great academics, whatever. Philadelphia is a city of great education. And
yeah.
And I won't knock them for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it only fitting when the mayor of Philadelphia, you know, delivers on that promise that Philadelphia is a city known for just how smart people are. Hello, Mrs. Mayor.
You all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles?
Surely, Mrs. Mayor, you didn't mess that up. But there's no way, Brian. There's simply no way that the mayor of Philadelphia, a city...
Yeah, you can't do the chant.
A city known for its education. A city known for... I mean, there's great wealth and great society and the art museum. It was the first capital of our nation. Surely, Mayor Sherelle Parker can lead the Eagles chant.
I thought it was Mayor Sherelle Height.
We must have heard that wrong, right, Landfill? Please, she knows how to do this.
Let's go, Bird! Let me hear you all say, E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go,
Bert! E-L-G-S-E-S.
Now, White Brian.
S. Elgles.
Now,
Elsis. Elgsis.
You played for the Eagles. You heard that chant after you scored touchdowns.
I never heard it spelled like that.
White Brian, as the only person here that grew up in the Philadelphia area, can you at least confirm for me that you know how to spell Eagles?
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Okay.
Eagles.
Eagles.
What did she spell?
Mayor Parker, one more time, please.
Let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
E-L-G-S-E-S. The
S Elgsis.
Elgsis? Commanders versus Elgsis. What I would like is, if anyone from the mayor's office... Mayor Muriel Bowser is listening. I think she should put out a video where she just spells Commanders and says, let's go, Commanders. I think it would be brilliant. Landfill, I'm going to do it on the spot. You ready? C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R-S. Let's go, Commanders. I think I got it. Obviously, the mayor made a mistake. It's kind of funny. But, like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, but he made a lot of mistakes. That word was completely messed up, though. And the other people, like, you saw the faces of the people in the background? They're like, what the hell?
And you want to roll with it because it's the mayor and just try to play it cool? But that was so bad. Has she, like, issued a statement or anything?
Nah. Well, you know, politics do it. They just gloss over it and forget about it. You know, nobody's not going to remember it tomorrow.
I'm on her Twitter page, and there is nothing. Nothing. So what? This person thinks I'm being unfair to Philly, Landfill? What's the name? Kelly? Hello, E-L-G-S-E-S. What up?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's happening?
How you doing?
Good.
So, first and foremost, right, B. Mitch, we love you up in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We love you. You know we got love for you. I'm in Washington right now, 52 years old, lifelong Eagles fan. I'm in Washington right now. I've been in Washington. I had to go to a lawyer's office downtown.
Is it nice to walk around and feel like you won't get stabbed?
guess what? Yeah, it is. But I ain't seen one commander's hat, one commander's jersey.
You're in, Seattle, Washington?
I had no reason to lie.
Are you in Tacoma, Washington?
So listen, Jaden Daniels, man, he's good. He's really good, right? And I'm not going to go get on here to talk trash, right? I just want to tell B. Mitch, we love him up in Philly. I want to tell you that Philly being stabby, if you're that soft, I hope you're not coming up this weekend.
I come every time they play, bro.
Do you really? No jail by the Reading Terminal.
I don't know what it is. There's a building you walk by that it feels like you're going to get stabbed when you walk from City Hall to go get a breakfast sandwich.
It's called a hotel.
There's more than one. You're lying the most. You're in this city claiming you haven't seen a Skins hat. You can't walk to the grocery store.
SB Mitch, the jail in Philadelphia is on State Road, CFCF. I've been there.
Why would B. Mitch know?
The Marriott, what he's saying. I know the Marriott is by Reading Terminal.
The Marriott, yes, it is. The Marriott downtown. It's right on 12th Street, right
I've
there.
I've stayed there. I've gotten thrown out of a taxi cab there because I was too drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, dude. You're lying if you claim you're not seeing any burgundy and gold walking around D.C. right now.
I swear to you, I'm not lying. I haven't seen one.
Where are you?
Washington.
Where are you?
Right now, I am on New Jersey and M Street.
So you just got off New York Avenue or something over there?
I just got off the turn. I was at Cozen O'Connor, 2001 M Street, the lawyer's office. I haven't seen one Washington Commanders anything.
I refuse to believe you.
You can't walk half a block in Philly without someone sporting gear.
They have nothing else to do. Thank you for the call,
okay.
Sir.
All right.
So that guy's right down here by us.
Come on by. We got a Chris Russell bobblehead in the window. I have seen... Listen.
That's a lot of gear out here.
I am not going to get into the game. If the dude wants to get into what city puts on for their teams more, Philly will win. I'm not disagreeing with that. But you walk anywhere right now, there's burgundy and gold out
there. There's a lot of gold, burgundy and gold going on right now. Definitely.
And I just... Hold on. If he's at New Jersey and M, that's right by the CVS, isn't it? Isn't that right? Isn't that CVS?
I'm trying to pay attention, but I'm
New
looking
Jersey
at
Avenue.
This lady just ran into a damn wall with a golf cart. What? Boom, and broke the wheel.
I need somebody to go find Johnny Philly and just throw a burgundy and gold pom-pom on his car and just let him know where he is. And at least he's not getting stabbed. Like, you feel comfortable walking around these streets. So I hope you enjoy that too, sir.
Wait, right down the street. Jeff, again. Jeff said he's in a Navy Yard.
Bro, if he's at New Jersey and M, is right here. It's right where the CVS
the
is.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're obviously listening because you're texting us. Go find my man. He's got Pennsylvania tags. Honestly, that dude probably has Jersey tags, if I had to guess. I don't even know what to do. You want me to take these calls, Landfill? Is anybody going to go? All right, Dickie's in Arlington. Hello, Dickie. How do you do?
Who the hell is that clown that's on the radio right there?
I don't know.
Don't ever put him on these airways ever again.
Have you been seeing Commander's gear, Skins gear, where you go?
all over. The excitement's unbelievable. I just got back from Detroit yesterday, actually, where there was Commanders gear all over the lobby, all over downtown Detroit. We're a sleeping giant, and Philly is in for a rude awakening on Sunday. We're not their punching bag anymore. This ain't your I don't even know, your goddamn son's team no more. This is the Washington Redskins, and we are back! Bring it on, Philly! Woo!
Oh, boy.
Hell yeah, Dickie.
It's going to be interesting.
Landfill, just in case my man from Philly's still listening, because I appreciate
Dickie, it. I'm going to tell you, though, you better be careful when you go up there this week.
Oh, he's calling back. I'm taking it. Can I take it live?
You better be careful, JP.
I'm taking you live, sir. Don't say anything dumb. Or Landfill screening. All right, that's probably smarter. We ready to rock? Yo, Kelly, what up?
Yo.
Have you still not seen? We've determined where you are. We think you're right around the corner from the office.
Nah, I kept driving. I'm going to 295 or whatever.
Sure.
But I don't have jersey tags. I'm from West Philly.
Okay. You are literally driving down M Street in Southeast DC. Are you
right now? I'm passing the Lidl.
Right, the grocery store. Like,
yep.
Dude, there are people wearing Redskins hats everywhere you are.
I'm not lying to you, man. I didn't see any burgundy and gold. What can I say? I'm not lying to you.
Do you think Philadelphia is a city of great education? I mean, there's numerous colleges in that city.
I think for the people in the colleges, it may be. I don't know about outside the colleges, but.
Can you just listen to something for me real quick and tell me if you hear anything incorrect? Fire away, Landfill.
Let me hear you all say, E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bert!
Sir.
What did you say? He's like, oh, that's bad.
Sir, can you tell me what the hell your mayor just spelled?
That's bad, man. That's bad.
She's the mayor.
Yeah, that's bad, man. Yo, but listen, man, even on 94 with you and Ike and them guys, man, they got people doing Eagle chants all the time that don't get it correct, man. But it's in the effort.
It's not a good sign, dude.
I guess so, man.
It's six
listen,
letters,
Jaden Daniels.
It's six Jaden letters.
Daniels is the truth, man. But listen. He's going to be introduced to the baby rhino, Jalen Carter, on Sunday.
I appreciate you being a good sport. Safe travels back to the city of brotherly love. Maybe we'll share a pretzel when I get up there. I'll be on those streets.
Yeah, man.
I'll be
listen,
walking around.
You guys are awesome, man. My brother-in-law is a Redskins fan.
Appreciate it, man.
All right,
bro.
Safe travels, dude. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to track down Santana Moss. Folks are calling. We're just going to take calls. We got random Philly fans trying to troll us. We will not be trolled. Your mayor can't spell Eagles. You can't troll us when your mayor can't spell Eagles. Mayor Bowser, I beg of you, please post a video showing you know how to spell Commanders. We will play the hell out of it. I will play it every segment until Sunday's game. You're listening to B. Mitch and Philly.
Because the boys in the hood are always hard. We'll pull your card. But to be legit, don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said.
The scene in Straight Outta Compton when Dre is, like, putting this track down and they have the song for Easy,
mm-hmm.
and Easy has to, like, figure out how to be himself into the microphone is really, really good. A lot of that movie I didn't love. Parts of it I absolutely loved. One thing I love is checking in with the mayor of Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker. I hope I'm saying that right. I obviously want to show proper respect to the office. Mayor Parker, understandably, in advance of the NFC title game, the Eagles trying to get back to the Super Bowl, haven't been in a few years, trying to win one, haven't won one since that crazy Nick Foles run they had. Mayor Parker's obviously excited about the Eagles. And Mayor Parker was rallying the troops at a little pep rally.
Yeah, rally.
Let me hear you all say, E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
E-L-G-S-E-S. Shout out to Mayor Parker. Drew Cohen, friend of the program, tweeted me and said, the correct spelling is F. U-E-A-G-L-E-S. F-U-E-A-G-L-E-S. we haven't asked. Oh, man. People are just calling. Oh, it's a vibe week. Let's talk to Numb Clown. Numb Clown, Numb Clown. How do you do, buddy?
How are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's I can't speak, man. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. I was telling Landfield that we got people over here in Texas rooting for us. They're like, we don't like the Eagles. We want y'all to win. Y'all got the best rookie, the best player overall in NFC East, possibly NFL, to dethrone, you know, 15 and the referees over there, you know, Kansas City. I'm teaching my kids about our history now. My son, who loves Jaden Daniels, all he wants to do is go see Jaden Daniels play. Man, this is a dream come true. JP, you and I, we're the same age. We're the same age, and I can still remember the 87 and 91 Super Bowls like it was yesterday. I remember where I was for the 87 Super Bowl and really? The 91 Super Bowl. Yep.
You're 43?
I'll be 43 in April. I'm 42 right now, but yeah.
Good for you. Man, I don't really remember the 87, dog. So January of 87, I was 5, right? Because I turned 6 in September of 87.
Sounds all right, yeah.
I don't remember it, but good for you, man. I'm glad you do. Thanks for the call, Numb Cloud. Yeah. Keep it real in Texas. Stay stoned, all right?
All right, brothers.
All right. Stay stoned. G is in Fort Washington. Hey, G, this dude from Philly's kind of driving your way if he was getting on 295. He's got Pennsylvania tags. Make sure you show
him
some skits.
I ain't worried about that. He already got. But I want to talk about the real dude, B-Mitt. I met you with Sterling Palmer back in the days. Hey, JP, slow down, man. Slow down.
What did I do?
Slow down, bro. Stop being friendly with all them people, man. Give me some schematics on how they're going to play. Stop talking to them. He messed up already by saying that his son loves him. But he, oh, my God. Hey, B-Mitch, I'm sorry. JP, I apologize. I love your kids. I love you talking about the kids on the stuff. But, yeah, man. But we stay hunting out here. But you got me all tight, man. I've been on hold for an hour. Hey, JP, come on, man. What are you doing, JP? You got my DC voice back on, and I've been around the world. Nah, yeah, yeah. But
gee, JP, I gotta ask, what are you doing, dude? I have no idea. This phone call's going a lot of different directions,
sipping,
bro.
Be Mitch Baca, whatever y'all do. Go over drink with him.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right, bro.
Hold on. Hey, B-Mitch.
Yo.
I got so pissed off last time when they didn't throw the screen pass. And I remember back when you came in on third down, everyone know you was getting the ball or the handback draw inside. All right, thank y'all for the call,
man. All right, bro.
That.
Hey, man.
For a Tuesday
dude
at 12:30.
Dude feeling good, man. He said, hell, hey. Nah, man.
All right. Thanks, G.
All right.
Let's try. Steve is on the line. Steve's in Northwest. What up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Y'all are crazy. But I just wanted to give some props to the real MVP. It's not Lamar Jackson. It's not Josh Allen. It's Adam Peters for sure. I mean, it was crazy how the stars aligned on a serious note, how we were able to get him. And obviously, Jaden's been incredible, but Peters has made so many major impact moves that have changed the culture right away. And even after Jaden gets paid, I mean, if Peters can continue to draft gems like Sainristil, Coleman, make big-time trades, free agency moves, this team should be good for a long time. So let's go, baby. Let's get that win on Sunday and head to the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. That's a good call. Adam Peters deserves a ton.
Gets a lot of credit. Everybody knows what he's doing.
I think league-wide, too, people are not surprised by this.
Peters will tell you, too. Ain't about play, it's about players.
Bro,
they got some players.
I think that attitude has kind of it's across the Commanders coaching staff and front office. Mm-hmm. And for far too long, there was far too much focus. You could disagree with me on this, B. I'd be curious. I think a lot of coaches, and I think it tends to be more offensive coaches, but there have been some defensive coaches too. Greg Williams comes to mind. But there are coaches where their egos are so significant that they think it's their system no matter what.
Yeah.
And these guys aren't like that. And
I've told you that many times. Coaches have bigger egos than players. And if a player seems to have more clout than that coach with the ego, that coach want to get rid of that player. Stupid.
For sure, man. It's wild. Dennis is in South Carolina. Dennis, are you getting snow down there?
Not yet.
They're getting snow in Louisiana, Dennis. It's coming.
It's coming, but it's going to be a slight. But I'll tell you what, these fools can't drive down here. I miss being in the DMV. I was born and raised in the DMV now. Look, I will give you a bit of history real quick. I saw my first Super Bowl was the 1972 Redskins, okay, against the Dolphins. And the reason that they moved the goalposts from the goal line back in the end zone is because Billy Kilmer threw a pass to Jerry Smith, and it hit the goalpost. That's why they moved it. Also, I have a 40-year-old Redskin jacket, leather jacket, beautiful, looks brand new.
I love that.
I have not hung it in the closet since we've been on the 5-game winning streak.
I love it. Leave it where it is. Thanks for the call. Good luck with the snow. B. Mitch and Finley, 1 o'clock, Dave Zangaro. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Not going to waste any time. We've got our friend Mr. Santana Moss on the Rude Guest Hotline. Tana Man, what's up, bud?
What's going on, fellas?
What's it like for you, Tana, as an alum of the organization, to see them get to the NFC title game? How much are you allowing yourself to enjoy this?
I've been kind of trying to keep it steady. You know what I mean? I'm one of those guys, man. I'm never too high, never too low, and I'm always in the middle, and that's where I'm at now, man. But I really, you know, I said it coming into this season, I really have no high expectations on, you know, from the team. I wanted these guys to honestly go out there, and I wanted to let the coaching staff, you know, show us the team that they're going to be for the future. And I think every week I took that approach. So I don't want to change it now. You know, I'm superstitious as crap. Me and B always having fun with how superstitious I am. But I have that same kind of feeling now, man. I've been allowing them to really go out there and just show us, man, what they want and how bad they want it. They've been doing it this far.
When you watch offensively, the way they're able to kind of work the ball short, they have that short passing game working, and then Jaden's able to find the deep shots. Like the deep shot to De'Ami Brown was such a good,
great pass.
Great pass.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think receivers must think when they get to play with Jaden Daniels?
Man, you know what? I think a few things that stands out to me. One, you got to give a lot of credit to Cliff Kingsbury for putting him in great positions. I think putting him in great situations. I think if you look at some of the situations that he's been involved in and these moments when he's getting those opportunities, you know, that's a lot of credit to Cliff just having the right kind of formula for him to be able to be, you know, exceptional in. And then, two, it's him. You know, him finding the right person. I think his decision-making is way beyond being a rookie. He's made clutch decisions, man, in critical times, under pressure in moments of games where you don't normally see a guy, you know, in that situation respond that way at his, I guess you can say, you know, this young in the game. So I give credit to both. I give a lot of credit to Cliff for, you know, the situations he's putting him in. And then I got to give the rest of the credit to Jaden for having an answer. He's found a way that no matter what they've thrown at him, no matter what they do to try to put him in that situation of trying to punk him at times, he gets up, man, smile on his face, and go out there and go at him again.
I'm just putting this on your radar because I know how you and I both get when we have some referees going the other way.
Yeah.
The referees from the Saints game are the ones refereeing this game this week.
Wow.
Yeah. The one that stopped the clock. And also we found out that they're 6-0 when they referee. But you know what? That curse is going to be broken. That's what I feel.
No doubt.
The Eagles are 6-0 with this group.
And I think for the most part, people, like I said before, man, a week ago, you know, whether you want to call it house money or not, man, this team is playing and showing you what you can do when you're coached well as these guys have been coached. So I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm just going to say, man, those guys are going to be mentally and physically prepared, and screw the refs.
You know what I'm saying? And they ain't have our back all year, so I ain't looking forward for no refs to come in there and have our back this game. So we gonna handle business just like we've been handling it without the refs and all.
Yep.
Tana, you are close to the team. I mean, you and Brian do all the game day stuff. You're out at the park a couple days a week. What do you think the vibe is for this team, knowing they're going up to Philly, knowing they've how much does it help knowing they've already beat the Eagles this year?
You know what, man? I have to think that with the coaching staff being as cool as they are and understanding that every moment, understanding how to have these guys prepared and ready for every moment, I can tell you that they probably all geeked. You know, you saw them after that game in Detroit, how geeked they was. You saw a lot of stuff on social media. But I'm sure they left that in Detroit. And I'm pretty sure they brought a lot of that spirit with them back home. But, you know, now it's time to prepare. Now it's time to get ready to go out here and really – you know, have something to be excited about. So I'm sure the staff is going to have these guys, you know, tone that down a little bit. You know, when it's over, when they're in the building, it's focus time. It's time to, you know, buy into this game plan and make sure that we're ready. Now, we could be excited. We can be overly excited and act like we've never been here because a lot of guys probably haven't been in this situation. Or we can, you know, I guess you can say hone in on some of the things that we have to get better at.
Yeah.
And then go out there and play the kind of game that we want to play, a flawless game, so we can come home with a W, and then now we definitely have a reason to be excited.
What is one of those things you think we have to do to make sure we get a victory?
I think more so than anything is slowing down your boy, Saquon Barkley. I think that's going to be to me the biggest factor of, you know, what we do defensively is making sure we can tone him down from having so many – those big explosive plays. I think if you tone that down a little bit, be able to slow that down from him, now you force Hurts to go out there and beat you with his arm. And this year, it's been hard. He holds on to the ball. And, you know, when we went into that Tampa game, that's the first thing we said about Baker. Now, we had our hands on Baker in week one, but couldn't bring him down. And when you saw that game, the outcome of that game, although it came down to them having a turnover in the game, but when you look at what Baker was doing, he wasn't as effective with his legs. And I think that's what had them, you know, that's what made that game lopsided in week one. So you go back to what we did to Hurts both times. You know, the second time we played Hurts, he tried to run. He had two key explosives because he felt like that's what we were giving him. And we tattooed him and knocked him out of the game. I think that's what he leans on when he can't really see, you know, where to throw the ball to. So we got to make him and force him to try to run with that ball because I don't think he want to do that, especially coming into this game, knowing what happened to him last time.
For sure. Talking with Santana Moss here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Santana on Instagram at 82-9. How healthy do you think Hurts is going into this thing? He hasn't been right a lot of this
year.
And
he didn't in that game. He got twisted.
He got twisted up pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man, fellas. You know, I look at it like this. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Who cares, man? It's one of them games, man. I don't care if your mama lined up on the field, but you don't get it. That's how I look at it. I'm glad I'm not playing. I was just telling Logan and you know, Fred, like, even though I'm a receiver, a small receiver, these are the games when my right there started getting active. I started going in there, throwing my head in there at safeties and linebackers just to see who wanted more. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been in this situation, fellas, so I wouldn't know how to react. I wouldn't know how to act, actually. But I can just tell you one thing. The games I have played in, I played in the divisional rounds three times in my year. And trust me, man, I left it all on the field. So just to see these guys make it at this point in their career, this early with this new regime, man, I care if you're healthy or not, man. I'm leaving it all on the field, and I'm pretty sure those guys had that same mindset.
I believe it, Tana. It's it is remarkable kind of how much they've gotten – hot at the right time, and just have this belief in each other. And I think it starts with being well coached and putting a good roster together. And then when you get play like that from a quarterback, it changes an organization, you know?
Yeah. No, it's definitely remarkable, man. I think one of the things that stand out the most is we talk so much about having that quarterback. And we can't, you know, I sometimes try to, you know, tone down of me praising him so much because it's just phenomenal just to see some of the things that he does week in and week out, man. But, you know, just think about how many years we've been looking for that guy.
Yep.
And to honestly see, you know, us get as far as we've gotten in year one with Jaden, man, it's just been
unreal, man. So, you know, hats off to us really going out there and getting a good quarterback. And I just laugh about it now because I'm listening to all those gurus and those draft specialists that talk about, oh, yeah, well, he does this, but I would take Drake May and I would take this guy and I would take this guy. I wonder if they're saying that now.
Oh, they, some of them probably are because, you know, they don't want to be proven wrong.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. That'd be laughable. Tana, the only real hiccup coming out of that Detroit game was Sam Cosmi getting injured. Cosmi's a great dude and really well-liked and played really well. I also thought Trent Scott was pretty damn good against the Lions when Cosmi went out. What does an injury like that to an offensive lineman do to an offense going into such a big game?
That's a great question, man. Honestly, I wish I had a good answer for you, man. But all I can say is, man, Trent and them boys got to come with it. You know, Jalen Carter is a force to be reckoned with, man. And he's if we ain't planning on double teaming him, you know, good luck. So that's all I can say about that. This guy is phenomenal, man. When I say, you know, they had a stat that came out the other day that anytime he's double teamed, it's no sacks, no pressures. But when not double teamed, he had 8 or more pressures alone in that game. So
that's crazy.
That is ridiculous, man. That is unreal. So, like I said before, I know for a fact it's already tough not having Cosmi, you know, lining up. But I'm sure, you know, me and B-Miss talk about this so much, you know, ad nauseum. You know, it's the next man up. And I know whether it's Trent Scott or anybody else, they're going to be ready. They understand, you know, what this game means to their career and this year. So they're going to be ready. So I'm going to be ready to watch whoever's in that spot because I know they know that they got to bring their hard hat dealing with that dude.
Yeah, I know. Basically, like when Cosmi went out early enough to where Trent played a lot of that game and had great success because I know when it happened, I walked over to JP and we were trying to figure out who they were going to put in.
Right.
Well, they quickly put Trent in there.
Right.
And he stayed in, which tells me they knew he would be prepared and be ready. And I'm sure they're confident going into this week as well. And like you stated, if that status there, I'm sure Dan and his crew know that. Their analytics people know it. He going to get double-teamed a lot then.
Trent Scott ended up playing 61% of the snaps against the Lions.
So and played well.
It was like mid-second quarter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tana, man, we appreciate you, dude. Thank you for making
brother,
time.
Man.
I know you're busy.
All right, fellas. Take care.
All right, bro.
The great Santana Moss on the Rude Guest Hotline. When we come back, we're going to Philly. Dave Zangaro gets us up to speed on what's happening with the Eagles.